Girl Scouts and other members of nonprofit groups may be hawking more than cookies in the future. Representative Mary Hubler thinks such an active sales force could bring in $2 million or more in park fees for the state.
I found out that there were 15 million people who made visits to our state parks every year, but we were only selling 150,000 annual permits. It seemed to me when we're faced with these tough economic times and everybody's programs are getting cut, I didn't want to see our parks, which are some of the best in the nation, close or fall into disrepair.
The Democrat from Rice Lake calls Wisconsin's park system a moneymaker. However, funds aren't segregated. Some money has gone to help fight chronic wasting disease and other Department of Natural Resource expenses. Under Hubler's proposal, an extra $2 would be tacked on to the price of an annual park pass. That money would then go to whatever group that sold it, a local library, hockey club, or 4-H program. Hubler's proposal has the support of State Parks Director Sue Black, but will still need the approval from the Natural Resources Board. The current price of an annual park sticker is $20, but could increase once the state budget's approved. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.